You're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio, the AV industry's leading podcast network. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida at Infocom 2019. We're broadcasting from the Peerless AV booth. If you happen to be in Orlando, come on by. We'd love to see you. So I am joined by Mark Cox. He is the Application Engineer Manager and Business Development Manager for PowerSoft. Really appreciate you joining me this morning.
Good morning. How are you? Yeah, it's a lot of titles, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful, yeah.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about PowerSoft.
So PowerSoft is a company which is 25 years old next year. So next year at ISE, we will celebrate our 25th anniversary. And it started as a company which was founded by two brothers and a friend, really, from university. And they were the first one to experience with Class D amplifiers, with power factor correction, and how to make that work, how to make an amplifier more efficient, how to maybe miniaturize everything we do in an amplifier. Because in those days, 25 years ago, people were using Class H amplifiers, Class AB amplifiers.
Huge.
Very big, very
heat generators.
More heat than power, normally.
Yeah.
So very inefficient. And with this technology, which they first started working on, and I think PowerSoft was the first one to introduce a Class D amplifier with power factor correction, meaning that there was a 1U amplifier which was able to produce 2 times 3,500 watts into 4 ohm, which was at that time something which was unheard of.
Yeah.
Really unheard of. And that really has led to a huge growth of the company, especially into live sound, of course, mm-hmm. because those powers you don't particularly need in fixed install. And that led to products like the K-Series, which was developed, I think, over 12 years ago with a K20, which can produce 5,300 watts into 4 ohm. It's got a full DSP on board with FIR filters and Ethernet connections, which I think 12 years ago, we were, again, ahead of the market. In those amplifiers, we have some proprietary technologies and patented technologies like power factor correction. We started with that. Smart wheel management. We are able to compensate for longer loudspeaker leads with damping factor control. We've got a DSP, which has got all the FIRs and bells and whistles, which you need to build a proper loudspeaker preset with for very complex loudspeaker systems. So that really led off into the touring market, live sound market. Over the last years. 5 years ago, the company has made a decision to also invest into fixed install. We already had seen that many of our products were being used into all kind of fixed install applications, maybe the higher power applications, so a theater or maybe a stadium application where, mm-hmm. but it was fixed install application, and we got a demand from the market to develop something which was lower power. 5 years ago, we started with developing products like the Otto Canali, which is Italian, mm-hmm. it means 8 channels. And 3 years ago, we introduced a product called the Quattro Canali, which is Italian and means mm-hmm. 4 channels. And those products were really catered and designed for the fixed install market. So Phoenix connectors,
right.
all kind of bells and whistles, which are important for fixed install applications like GPIs, high impedance and low impedance, which you can set the channel. Dante and DSP integration, so two models, standard version and Dante and DSP integration. And that has really given the next boost to the growth of the company. So next to live sound, we see that fixed install is now a big portion of what we are doing. 60% of the total amplifiers we are selling are sold into fixed install applications. This is the number we have for this first quarter of 2019, where 5 years ago when we started this whole expedition of trying to get into the fixed install market, we sold over 70% of our products into live sound applications and 30% into fixed install. So, yeah, the company has developed a lot.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
So, do you have anything special that you're announcing here at Infocom?
Oh, yes, we do. We're very excited about it as well. It's a product the products we have now in our fixed install offering are very flexible. They can work with high impedance, low impedance loads. They've got our proprietary technologies. They can be remotely controlled through API or through our remote control protocol, Ammonia. But still, our lowest power count is 300 watts per channel into
wow.
a 4-channel amplifier, which for fixed install applications normally works. But we think that the majority of those applications actually desire something which is lower in power.
Yeah, yeah. I know in our classrooms at the University of North Carolina, a lot of times we can get by with a 50 watt, you know.
Exactly. So that's why we decided to use the technology we have, the knowledge we have, the reliability we have, the efficiency we have, and we have created into the live sound offering of products, and use that knowledge to create something which is lower power, with the same quality, with the same heritage of products, with the same technologies and patented technologies. And that has led to a new product range called Mezzo. Okay. And actually, mezzo means half in Italian. So okay. I told you about Quattro Canali, which is four channels. So there's a good Italian influence from the company based in Florence. So we call this product Mezzo. Mezzo is a half rack space, very flexible amplifier, but it's more than an amplifier. Mm-hmm. It can do a lot more.
So I'm holding one here. Unfortunately, nobody out there listening can see it. But it's small, compact, light. And I'm noticing Dante connectors, Phoenix connectors. And how many watts can I get out of this?
So actually, basically, the Mezzo consists of two packages. So we've got a 320-watt power supply and a 600-watt power supply.
Uh-huh.
And those products can be split into two channels and four channels. So 320 divided by four is 80 watts per channel. Uh-huh. 600 divided by 2 is 100, is 300 watts per channel. So everything between those ranges we can offer in means of power requirements. But then we like to think more in the total power available, because those products are able to offer power sharing to the maximum. So if we speak about 320 watts, which is the total power supply, we're actually able to allocate 320 watts to one single channel.
Yeah.
You could make a four-channel or two-channel amplifier into a one-channel amplifier if you so desire. But what we see is applications, for example, when you have the 600-watt unit and maybe there's a subwoofer, which is very power-hungry, and there are maybe some 70-volt loudspeakers in lavatories or something, which might want only 10 watts.
Sure.
So you could do 580 watts to the subwoofer from one channel, and then the remaining 30 watts you can split over.
So you can really tailor this.
Yeah, you can really tailor it to how you want to design your system, and it gives the flexibility not to... Normally, if you have a design, you have this power-hungry subwoofer, you need to have an amplifier which is able to do that. Most of the time, those amplifiers are two channels or four channels.
And they're usually big, too.
Yeah, they're usually big. So you waste a lot of capacity. So you start to maybe connect loudspeakers, which are only 10 watts, to a loud amplifier which can deliver 800 watts per channel.
Sure.
So with this, you're able to actually... have like a medium use, or you can leverage out the use of any kind of power you have in the channel. So instead of having this power hungry 600 watt amplifier, you can do with this 320 and or 600 amplifier and just use it in the way you want. So it saves a lot of money, it saves a lot of room, space into the racks. And that's quite convenient, I think.
The flexibility I like too, because as someone who's done a lot of installs, what I install today, a year from now, I might need to change up. The needs and requirements may change. I don't have to go get a new amplifier. I can just reconfigure on the fly.
You can reconfigure on the fly. And actually, this reconfiguring is really easy, because one of the other things we wanted to integrate into this product, because we recognize this product will be sold into fixed install applications where maybe it will be touched by IT people, maybe it will be touched by people that are doing AV installations and audio is a part of the installation,
right?
But it's not written with the capital A, maybe it's a capital V in the AV. And therefore we've tried to really simplify the setup of the product. So on the product you will find a small recessed button which we call auto setup, and auto setup actually launches an FFT, and this FFT is actually measuring the output connected to the amplifier. So it measures for all the channels which what is connected. And by this FFT, we're able to recognize if it's a high impedance source or low impedance source. We're able to recognize what kind of power we need to apply. So with this auto setup procedure, we will set the limiters, we will set the high impedance or low impedance mode per channel. We are able to set the high pass filter. And actually, we also are engaging impedance line monitoring. So every product that we are selling in Mezzo has got line monitoring on impedance level available, so you can have the optimum result. So setting up a unit after you've installed it will take you no more than 5 minutes, and it will tell you if all the loudspeakers are connected properly, and immediately after the amplifier is able to operate in a safe way.
That's what you need. You need ease of install, ease of management, and simplicity.
Simplicity, yeah. So it doesn't, well, you can't see it when you're listening, but it doesn't have any controls. The only control there is this hidden button, which you have to push with a pen or with a small screwdriver, where you can engage the auto setup. you can change it from 70 volts mode to 100 volt modes. Again, every channel can be high impedance or low impedance.
That's fascinating.
And we think it's got a lot of application. And then we thought also, well, it's automation integration into other systems is something which is a must for these kind of products. So we have created two versions. We've got an Ethernet version, which only offers an Ethernet connector. It's got four inputs and four outputs. And with this Ethernet version, you've got the full API of the product available to feed to any third-party control application, or you could also drive it with our proprietary software called Harmonia. Mm-hmm. So you can control the unit, you could maybe adjust the auto setup if you want to maybe include some presets for some loudspeakers, you could do it easily as well. With a third-party control interface, so any third-party control interface which is doing scripting, or with our proprietary software. Then the second version we have is the Ethernet version, but we added also Dante to the equation.
Right.
So with the Ethernet version, you have a 4-in, 4-output. With the Dante product, you've got 8-in, 8-out, because we have the 4 analog inputs, we've got 4 Dante inputs, we've got 4 outputs, which could either go to the amplifier if it's a 4-channel product, mm-hmm. or it goes to the amplifier if it's a 2-channel product, and you've got 2 line level outs available. But you also have got 4 Dante outputs, and now you're really flexible with the internal DSP, with the matrix, priority channel setup, where you can really make it like a switching matrix, so yeah. you can select any of those 8 outputs to go anywhere. Eight inputs to go anywhere on the Dante, on the amplifier, on the line level.
This built-in matrix switching.
Built-in matrix with priority channel setup, which you can again access through the API. So,
yeah.
We've noticed that especially for educational situations, hospitality, corporate applications, meeting rooms, boardrooms, this is really flexible. So, the 320 watt is totally passively cooled. It doesn't have It has a small vent, but it does not has no air inlet or outlet. Mm-hmm. So you could place it under a desk, above a ceiling.
Not have to worry about the heat and the airflow.
Behind a screen, because it's really flexible to work in that way. With the Dante version, we actually offer 2 Ethernet connectors. So you could have it in split mode or in switch mode. If you use it in switch mode, you can send Dante and Ethernet to the product. And you can use the Ethernet, the second Ethernet RJ45 connector to maybe send Dante to something else, or maybe connect a screen or a projector, which is on the same network,
sure.
and control it from the same Ethernet bundle which the Mezzo is getting. So it actually will reduce the number of cable runs as well on the system.
Yeah, I love the sound of that. Yeah. So for people that aren't here at Infocom, how can they find out more about you and your products?
So you can find out more about us and our products to go to our booth. We have a number of products on display, and it's actually shown also in on Harmonia. So we can show the software, we can show the versatility of the product. And if you want to do that, we'd like to invite you to visit us at booth 6681, the PowerSoft booth, where we have a full display of Mezzos with all the applications.
Very nice. And then, so for people that don't get to walk the showroom floor with us, where could they find out a little more?
So if you go to www.powersoft.com, you will find all the information about Mezzo, but all the other products we have as well. Mezzo was launched yesterday, so we put all the information, all the data sheets, all the spec sheets online as of yesterday.
Awesome. Well, Mark, I really appreciate you taking the time
to talk to me
today.
Yeah, I tried to explain it the best possible way, but it's a product which is very versatile, so please come and check it out and or watch it online.
Very good. Well, that does it for this episode of the Trade Show Minute. If you'd like to listen to more podcasts like this or check out any of our other live Infocom coverage, you can visit us at our microsite at ravepubs.com/Infocom2019. And if you're here at Infocom, come on by the Peerless AV booth, booth number 3429. We'd love to see you.